You know, we're hearing in the news that Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid are having closed-door meetings today and so forth regarding the government shutdown. Is it just me, or I don't trust that. I don't trust either one of those two weasels to actually do anything honest when it comes to this. This whole government shutdown thing is a scam anyway. And these two weasels going behind closed doors. No, nothing about this government shutdown should be behind closed doors. It should all be out in the open.
Well, there's
every bit of it.
There's a story out today, and I'll be interested to see if Limbaugh and the other talk show hosts are going to talk about it. Apparently, the Republicans on the Rules Committee in the House changed the rules so that a clean resolution bill could not be brought to the floor.
I see. I don't know if I believe that.
There was a Democratic representative that tried to bring a clean resolution vote to the floor because there are enough Republicans who would vote for it to get it to pass and end the shutdown. And he was told, sorry, the rules were changed.
So by whom?
By the Rules Committee, which is run by Eric Cantor. And apparently Eric Cantor now is the only one who can bring a vote on the shutdown to the House floor. The Democratic representative was very upset about this and was told to basically they respectfully tell him to shut up. Basically, is how they do it in the House if they want you to stop talking.
So,
That's
respectfully suggested that if your ideas are so popular, then go get more seats than us, and then you could make the rules.
No, but the rule was changed. The rule was changed for this specific instance because the Republicans realized that if a clean resolution vote was brought to the floor, it would pass because there are enough Republicans who are ready to jump ship and say that this shutdown is nonsense.
Okay. So to explain to those that are listening, which side of the Republicans are we saying change the rules? The conservatives or the worthless puke mainline Republicans?
Well, the Rules Committee is run, I believe, by Eric Cantor. So I'm sure he's getting his instructions from somewhere. Whether or not it was John Boehner and Eric Cantor that came up with this as a way to, because Boehner doesn't want a clean resolution to come to the floor anyway, because he knows it's going to pass and they don't want it to pass. It's going to be very interesting to see if that story gets talked about today. I printed it out. You can take a look at it if you'd
like. Why don't you email? Why do you always print stuff out?
Because I like to have it in my hand.
Email me. I don't want to look. I don't. Email me. It's easier for me to read.
Then I can read it in the porcelain library. You know,
I can read on my phone. I can read while we're doing this.
All right, I'll email it to you.
Email me.
All right,
here's the thing, though. It all boils down to this. The infighting in the GOP is ridiculous. We have hardliners that are trying with everything they can to stand strong and be conservative. And they are wading hip deep in crap. And then you have the traditional GOP that they don't want to give up power. They don't want to change the status quo. They don't want to have anything to do with moving the country forward in the right way. They just want to hold on to their cushy jobs. And it makes me sick. And I think this is where it comes down. And so when Mitch McConnell and Harry Reid are going behind closed doors, like, shut up with that. I don't want to hear this. I want it all out in the open.
President Obama over the weekend says no, he's not making a deal with the House of Representatives. He'll negotiate with the Senate instead. This is like a kid when your dad says no, you can't have the car, when you go and ask mom.
Precisely.
Because he knows the Senate Republicans are at least reasonable.
If they were on the team, the deal would be, yeah, you'll get the same deal from us that you get from the other guys.
Senators, of course, are supposed to be above this kind of fray. They're supposed to be the adults who tell the unruly children in the House how things are going to work.
When Harry Reid won't let dozens of bills that have passed the House even come up for votes?
Yeah.
He's above all of that?
Of course not. It is just a bunch of hooey, and it's extremely aggravating. Extremely aggravating. I don't like any of it. It all needs to be out in the open. Polls are saying, opinion polls that are out there, 60% of us on both sides of the fence say get rid of everyone in Congress.
Right.
Throw all of them out.
The
Fire
polls
them
are
all.
They all stink.
Yeah, they all suck. Everybody wants
and yet,
to start
when,
all over.
When Election Day comes, everybody will reelect their incumbent.
Well,
let's
now,
see.
What about this?
Here's
a great point to decide, should we do it this way? It is either New Zealand or Australia. In one of those countries, if Parliament and the Prime Minister can't agree on a budget, then the entire government is disbanded and everyone must stand for re-election.
I like it.
Now, that doesn't mean that you might not vote back in the same guy you voted for, but they all have to face the voters. Now, it's different there because they have to actually have a budget that balances.
Right.
If anything, their decisions are harder. They can't deficit spend the way we have and print our own dollars and what have you. But it's an interesting idea that if they can't get their act together and come up with a plan for how their nation will spend their money, then they're all kicked out.
They have to run again.
Well, in the same vein, China is pulling a big bluff. They are now starting this international campaign to de-Americanize the world. Now, this is a bluff. This is a complete and total bluff because Westernization is what their economy thrives on. We and the rest of the world buy their $3.50 8-year-old made plastic trinkets that are coated in lead for everything. That's what we do. We keep their economy afloat. So this bluff of, well, if they're going to default, de-Americanize the world. Really, China?
Right.
Really? You don't want to call us on that one.
Sure. De-Americanizing their economy would be a disaster for them.
It absolutely would be. So when they're calling for this, again, more hooey. I'm just saying. All right, you want two more things to worry about?
Sure, pile it on. Go ahead.
Here it is. We might as well. There's a new survey that says that you cannot ever make up for lost sleep. When you drag yourself out of bed every morning for work, you can sometimes make yourself feel better by promising you'll make up for it over the weekend. Nope. Penn State University found out that sleeping too little has a negative effect on your health. We file that one under duh. But sleeping an extra long time the next night or later in the week doesn't undo the damage at all. And now, for those of you like Tom, it's always getting on me about eating too much red meat. Uh-huh. You should eat chicken. It's better for you. It always feels like it's healthier to eat chicken than red meat. So this is a big disappointment. A new study found that eating chicken also can increase the risk of breast cancer in women just as much as eating red meat. Regularly eating either of them can lead to a 40% jump in your risk.
Let's face it, though, that a lot of the chicken that Americans eat comes in the form of chicken nuggets.
Well, no,
and
they're
that means the bones and the beaks and the feathers and everything else just ground up and molded into round little things.
But how tasty it is!
It's good. Hey, I'm partial to the beaks, to be perfectly honest with you. WSAU, we'll be right back.
And now it's time for this week's Extremely Uncommon NFL Phrases. The Pittsburgh Steelers won their first game in Week 6. The Kansas City Chiefs are 6-0. And the New York Giants are 0-6. This has been this week's Extremely Uncommon NFL Phrases.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.